Hey everybody, welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. And hello, Shalina.
Hi, Shreg.
How's it going?
Good.
So what are we going to talk about this week?
Today, I thought we should talk about the bedroom.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the bedroom because we've never talked about the bedroom for some reason.
Well, we've kind of just touched on it a little bit. It's come up in many references, especially regarding closets and stuff, right? So, and then I guess in terms of general house cleaning and the mini decluttering and in those places, but in little pockets, yeah.
Yeah, but not in the actual physical room. And it's one of the rooms that I deal with a lot. So it's quite surprising. So I thought...
I think we were holding it back for like a episode 8 thing.
So weird. So you're so weird sometimes. So today, let's talk about the bedroom.
All right.
Okay.
Where do we begin here?
So first of all, you should always start with a bed. And I say that to every client when I go to the house. They always never seem to have done the bed. You know, the bed is...
A sacred space.
The bed is your sacred space. So when you wake up in the morning, do your bed. And then when you go to bed, you have this nice, neat bed. You don't have this cluttered quilt, you know, in a mess and your blanket on the floor and the one cushion on the floor and the other. You don't feel frazzled by looking at your bed before you go to bed. You want to be going into bed in a peaceful manner. So if you have a bed that's done up nicely, it will make you feel more at peace before you sleep. You know, you always feel like that when you go to a hotel, right? You stay at a hotel, they have this beautiful bed and they do the turnover service and they leave a chocolate on the pillow in some hotels still. And don't you feel lovely and relaxed and special? That's how you should feel every day when you're going to bed. And also, if you do your bed properly, if you have your duvet straightened up, you can then declutter and organize on your bed on a flat surface instead of trying to deal with a messy blanket. So just, you know, and the bed is a great space to do the decluttering and organizing. So make it neat and tidy so you can do that. So for the bedroom, there's different areas. So we have your bedside cabinets, wardrobes, possibly under your bed, which is really bad feng shui, but some people have to, especially if you're in a studio, you have to make the most of the space around you, but it's not ideal. What other areas do we have in the bedroom? We have
a dresser,
yeah, and drawers.
Of course, the wardrobe space.
Yeah. So those are the key bits. So if we start with the bedside cabinet, which is a major hub of junk, it's like the junk drawer of the bedroom for most people, right? So on top, you mostly have, most probably have multiple books, medicines, pens, glasses, if you have glasses, drink bottles, you know, and then the lamp somewhere in between that. And candles, of course, there'll be candles. So you should have the bare minimum number of items on the bedside cabinet. So the things that you need essentially. So I have my telephone charger, one book, bedside cabinet, bedside lamp and a candle, and that's it. Everything else is put away. And then in the drawers, I've got two drawers and they have my vitamins and minerals and any medicine that I might need at night, and maybe a hand cream or foot cream and a pen and paper, you know, in case anything comes into my mind. But usually I put that onto my phone anyway, but just in case. And then in the other drawer, I put my batteries in there because I don't use a drawer for anything else. So I have a little box with batteries and that's it, I think. You know, I don't have anything else in those. You could put books in there that you're going to read next, possibly. And I should use maybe that space for that. But that's all that's in the drawer. What's in your bedside cabinet?
Yeah, not so dissimilar, I think. Generally, the top drawer is stuff that I would use more frequently. A few meds, just painkillers, those kind of things. Couple of batteries, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. And then I have a couple of, so I have some of my checkbooks and stuff. I keep them there.
Right.
I've moved some of them now into like a closet closed drawer because we don't really issue that many checks. But before, it used to just be easier to have it in its bedside because you quickly write something up or just remember like, oh, I need to settle this tomorrow. And it's right there. But that's about it. My bottom drawer used to have, or actually still does, a couple of magazines, but the ones that I'm preserving for some reason. Mm-hmm. So there was one that that featured me on something and I wanted to just sort of preserve it. And
right.
So it's still there in that drawer at the bottom. But that's about it, really. Yeah, it used to... at the last decluttering, which was like a good year ago, the bottom one had found itself accumulated with extra cables and chargers and, you know, from the old phones that were lying around. So thankfully, that has now been decluttered and gotten rid of. But so now, yeah, there's a couple of magazines and that's about it.
Yeah, a lot of people have that. They have the wires and the old phones, old cameras, all in those bedside cabinet drawers. So a lot of them, we take them to get them recycled. Because there's no point having them, you know, if, and to, you know, you clear the mobile beforehand, wipe off the data, and then we take it for recycling, because what's the point of keeping them? You know, there is no point nowadays. You maybe need one or two extra phones for when you have guests come over, which work.
Yeah. Or when you travel sometimes, yeah. I guess it's useful. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you can put the SIM card in it, but otherwise it's not worth keeping all of them. So yeah, so do that. In your bedroom, you know, a lot of people have so much stuff on the floor, I find. And, you know, people go shopping and it's the weirdest thing. I never get it, because as soon as I go shopping, I come home, I take whatever I bought from the you know, out of the bag, and I try it on and put it away, or put it in the whatever the relevant place is. Same with online shopping. I'll get shopping, like something in a box, I will open it up straight away. When I've gone to people's houses, in their bedrooms, there'll be multiple boxes and bags of things they bought not just weeks ago, but months ago, and haven't taken out. And then they get overwhelmed because these bags just keep on piling up and piling up and piling up. And that's a big thing in a lot of bedrooms here. And it fascinates me and it flummoxes me that this is a thing. So I, you know, and it's an education with my clients to say, you know, when you do buy something, you've bought something for a reason. You know, that day you felt like buying that. Take it out, try it on, use it, you know, do whatever you have to do with the object, but take it out of the bag. And the same goes for medicine. Like, people ill go to the pharmacy, buy the medicine, they leave it in the bag. And then, like, or they'll have one antibiotic and then they won't have the rest of them. And then you're supposed to take the whole course of antibiotics when you get it. And if you were ill, that ill, to go to the doctors and then get the medicine, wouldn't you take it out and use it?
So, yeah, almost immediately, I would think, yeah.
But loads of people don't. It's always in, you know, this is what I find a lot in bedrooms. It's bizarre. So, yeah, if you do that from now on, please take everything out of the bag. So then you won't accumulate lots and lots of bags and boxes in your room. So that's a major thing that I see in bedroom. So talking about the floor, so we've talked about bags and stuff. There's things under the bed, under the floor. You know, there are storage units you can get from IKEA or from JYSK or some other shops that you can put under the bed. And as I said, if you have limited space in your bedroom or in your house, it's a great place to use to put stuff away. So you could put in that box winter clothes and winter shoes, like boots, your coats, scarves and accessories, anything that you don't use often, but you want to preserve memories. You can have your memory box down there and stuff. But every so often, take it out. Take out the dust from the top of the lid. Clean it up. Check the items to see if you actually need all of them. Because if you don't need them, there's no point having them and having this box under your bed. And yeah, you know, clean it every so often, because dust does accumulate and it does affect you while you're sleeping then. So if you are feeling coughy or sneezy from dust, it might be because of what's underneath your bed. So the main thing you have to always remember with your bedroom is you want to have as little amount of stuff there. It has to be bare minimum. You shouldn't have duplicates of things. If you have duplicates, remove them, donate them, or put them in another place. Like toiletries. Lots of toiletries end up being in the bedroom when they should be in the bathroom, you know, or under the sink. So do that. So another thing in bedrooms, as we've talked about in wardrobes before as well, always, you know, don't take everything out. Don't do what a certain famous Japanese woman says, to take everything out of the cupboard or the wardrobe or the drawers. Don't do that. Do it section by section. Break it down. You know, don't get overwhelmed. If you take everything out, you'll get overwhelmed and then walk away from your bed, which will be a mountain of stuff. Do it one section, drawer at a time. So if you did your bedside cabinet, do the first drawer, take everything out, see what you want to throw away, what should go somewhere else, or what should go back in that drawer. Then the next drawer. Then you do one cupboard, you know, so one section of a cupboard. Then you do one section, which is hanging items. And you just continue doing that. And with all of that, see if you want to use the stuff. Is it broken? Do you use it? Is it fashionable? Does it fit? Has it expired? you know, think about all of these things when you're looking at all these items. And if any of them are not usable now, you know, they're not nice, it's expired, it doesn't fit, donate it, throw it away, or put it in the recycling bin. Don't keep it in your room if you don't need it.
Yeah, I think the bedroom is one of the places where the mini decluttering thing is like so important, right? Like if you're in the, I would not recommend doing it anywhere in this fashion, but if you are someone that really wants to just unpack everything and go after it, yeah, the bedroom should not be the place where you try that concept out at all, because I think that's the place you want to go back to every single day. That's the first, literally the first things you see when you wake up. Yeah. And I think that has a really strong impact on you. On your day-to-day.
Yes, it does. Completely, completely. And I mean, you know, always with the bedrooms, you wake up in the morning. If you wake up in the morning and the first thing you see is clutter, you will be having the clutter cloud in your head from the start of the day to when you come back in. And then you come back and again, there's all this clutter. So you go to bed stressed out. And, you know, it's not just your bed's not made up because you haven't done it. There's all the stuff on the floor. It's the things on the chairs, the things on the tables, the desks, and the wardrobes coming out. So, yeah, definitely do it step by step if you're doing it yourself. I mean, if you're using an organizer, you can do a bedroom in a day. If you work, you know, full on for that day with me, you know, or with other organizers, yes, you can finish it in a day, depending on how much stuff you have, of course. But if you're doing it by yourself, yes, do the mini decluttering, 15, 20 minutes, section by section. You don't even have to do all your books. You could do, like, if you have a bookshelf in your room, you could do one shelf at a time each day, and you'll get through it within a week. So do that. Another thing also is, once you start doing the decluttering process, categorize the items. So like we said, we put all our batteries together and all our cables together. So we find stuff and we put them all into categories and put them into one section. You can always move it around once you've finished decluttering and organizing everywhere, but at least put everything into the same category so it's easier to find. So we've talked about this before in our sleep podcast that we had recently. And I just want to reiterate it again about digital screens. So your phones, your TV, like TV is bad for in feng shui and vastus circles. You know, you shouldn't have these electromagnetic emissions coming out into your bedroom. It's bad for sleep. It's bad for everything. So keep the TV out. With the phone, of course, you need the phone maybe for your alarm on, you know, it's on there now and stuff. But put that in a place which is not going to bother you. So I have only one charger, which is just for my phone. I don't have millions of chargers, which some people I've seen have in their bedroom, which they don't need. You only need one charger for your one phone, right? On either side, if there's two of you sleeping there. But all the other chargers can go somewhere else. So try and limit how many things you have, how many cables, how many accessories, how many, you know, of everything. But do it bit by bit and it'll clear it all up. So another thing that I see a lot with clients is that clothes, dirty clothes, or clothes they can't remember whether it's dirty or not, are lying around everywhere in the room or on the bed, on chairs, on the floor. Get yourself a nice laundry basket. You can get lovely ones from home furnishing stores around in many countries. There's some really cool ones. I have a cool big bag one, which I can carry easily and take it to the washing machine. So get one that you like and that looks good in your bedroom and have that as a place to put all your laundry. Instead of it dumping it in random places, put all of that there, including socks. Take the socks out of the shoes. Don't dump them in the shoes. Put the socks straight into the laundry basket. Underwear, T-shirts, pajamas, whatever. Don't leave them lying around. Put them in the basket so that it's easy to know, you know, that that's the place where they should go. And when it's full, that it can go to the washing machine.
I'm personally not a fan of having it in the bedroom at all.
Some people don't have rooms in bed in bathrooms. If you've got room in your bathroom, put it in the bathroom, yes.
For me, it's the same concept as some of the other stuff, in whether you look at Vastu or whatever. Yeah. It's like having dirty clothes in my bedroom is kind of just a negative thing for me in my head.
So, and it's a preference thing. I mean, I'm the same. Mine's in the bathroom for the same reason. I've seen some laundry baskets in kind of like the corridor, so everybody can put their stuff from different bedrooms into this nice basket in the corridor, and it doesn't look, you know, horrible or anything. It looks quite neat and tidy. But for people who do have big bedrooms, which is a lot of people here, you know, you have those big bedrooms and villas, but they just throw things around, then it's good to have a laundry basket there. But do things to suit your lifestyle and your situation and, you know, how much space you have. But yeah, I think that's a good suggestion for people as well.
Cool. So, and also, I mean, we've also discussed in a previous episode more specifically about the wardrobe, handling the decluttering of the wardrobe, as well as in, even in terms of how things should be stored. So we'll leave links to that in the show notes so you guys can check it out and expand a bit more on the bedroom. And if you'd like to talk to Shalina more about your bedroom, your wardrobe, or anything else, you can do so by reaching her by visiting the website declutterme.com. And also finding her on social media at Declutterme. So that's DeClutterme. I guess that's it for this episode, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.